Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Well, as we saw really from the beginning of camp, nothing gets the fan base riled up in a good way more than the mention of one name, Bob. Wilver Dornell Howard.
Chicken on the hill with Will. Let's bring him back.
Oh, Will Howard. I was listening to the PM guys. I'm like, I can't believe this is coming up. Why are we talking Will Howard? Well, because it's never a bad thing to talk Will Howard. So
he's getting more airtime than any quarterback in the history of the NFL that has never played a snap in even preseason.
Isn't that true? Isn't that true of most guys who are drafted and have,
in the sixth round?
In the sixth round,
he's a national champion.
Omar Jacobs get this kind of talk? He is a national champion, but he was available in the sixth round.
So was Tom Brady. So was Brock Purdy. Okay. So was a lot of guys.
All right,
I'm just saying.
You're bringing up the one guy I've never seen. I agree with Hokie. I have never ever seen this much talk around a sixth round.
People ask about him
pick.
In Coach Common's press conference, and he says, I don't talk about people on the practice
squad. Yeah, but the reason we're talking about it is because John Gruden, with Barstool, has had a lot to say about
it. Today.
Do you believe his word? Because he seems to think.
Let's listen to it, shall we, Bob?
Let's hear what he has
to say. Are your headphones working, Hokie?
Yeah, they're working.
This is John Gruden. How did we get him on the? How did they get him, Malzy? How did they get him limits and we didn't?
Well, I think that the connection that Doran and Pat Bostic have to Pitt and John Gruden formerly coaching at Pitt probably had something to do with it.
So he was on there today?
He was on there this morning.
Let's hear it.
Very good interview.
I love Will Howard. I'm thankful that he is up. I'm shocked that he's going to be on the bench much longer. I just think he has everything that you're looking for. We won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson. He's got that prototype size I like. He's 6'4", he's 225, 230. He's built like a horse. I mean, it's a big guy, can run the ball. You can run the quarterback power plays and all these quarterback draws that everybody likes to run. He can keep it on the zone read. He's an accurate passer. He's a winner, man. This guy's a winner. He won big at Kansas State. They won the Big 12. He won the national title. He has the wow factor. He's got a photographic memory. He's a great communicator. I'll be shocked if he's not one hell of an NFL quarterback. And I told a couple of my friends in Pittsburgh, I told Omar Khan, I can't believe you got him in a sixth round.
How about that? He also said, I'm shocked that he's going to be on the bench much longer. What is happening here?
That's a great endorsement. Listen,
he couldn't have meant this year.
No, but he couldn't mean.
Maybe we just talked about will Mason Rudolph be taking over if Aaron Rodgers has a couple more bad games in
a row? There's no question. The reality is this. The only way he comes off the bench and plays is if the Steelers lose the next five games and they're down there hanging out with the Browns in the division. I mean, there's no way he's going to be playing this year as long as the Steelers are in contention.
I wouldn't think so. But no. but the topic at large here is Gruden saying they got a steal.
That's a big endorsement, right? I mean, that's a big endorsement. John Gruden knows what he's doing, and so I think that that's what we were hearing. It's unfortunate that he got hurt in training camp, right? We didn't really get to see that talent on the field. And so until he can do that in a preseason game and then elevate it, and then not against third-team guys, second-team guys, that's kind of the progression you have for a sixth-round draft pick. If he was a first-round draft pick, it would be different. Sixth-round draft pick, that's going to be kind of the progression he's going to get. And if he continues to nail it at every turn, I can see him get on the field, but not this year.
So, all right, then do they not need a quarterback next year? I must have missed this story. Howard's going to be the guy then?
No. It could be Mason Rudolph. It could be him. They'll add another. I think it comes down to what's going to happen in the preseason next year.
Yeah, listen.
I don't suspect they're going to go out and sign another veteran. You know,
if the Steelers have an opportunity to draft a top guy early in the draft, they won't shy away from that. I mean, Will Howard, there's a reason why they drafted him in the sixth round.
Why?
They would have drafted him higher if they had a higher round.
Why did he last until the sixth round?
32 teams passed on him five rounds.
I know.
And so what I'm saying is he didn't have a first-round grade.
Right.
He didn't have a second-round grade or a third-round grade or a fourth-round grade, fifth grade, because other teams would have drafted him.
This is such – you don't know what you're dealing with guys. There's cases to be made for guys who who overcame it. There are cases to be made number one picks who have fallen.
But not to anoint them.
No, nobody's anointing him. You're just looking
John
at
Gruden
his talent.
Is, and he's, so are a lot of other
saying,
people.
He's saying that he has the potential to be a good NFL quarterback.
He basically said that I'll be shocked if this kid's not an NFL starter. Okay, and he talked about Brad Johnson leading his team to the Super Bowl.
He talked about him not being on the bench very long either. He's talking
and
about
him not being on the bench. He's not just saying,
that could work out. You haven't seen anything weird in your life happen in the NFL? Guys have come out of nowhere?
Are you endorsing what Gruden said?
I'm saying that he has potential, and we don't know it until you see it. But there's potential, and there are a lot of teams that may regret that they passed on him
for five rounds. Who got drafted in the sixth round and becomes an elite quarterback, there's thousands of quarterbacks that get drafted in the sixth
round.
How many first-round picks are bust when you think they're not?
A ton!
Okay, well, let's look across the league.
So if you're going to look at it from that prism, you should look at it the other way.
But the reality is, this is a sixth-round draft pick. Listen, I lived a life as an undrafted free agent, Pomp. I know what the perspective is. I know how you're looked at as a late-round undrafted free agent versus a first-round, second-round, third-round guy. I battled and I fought.
And you don't think he can?
I think he can, but to annoy him and say, I can't believe he'll be on the field very long. There is a reason why he dropped the sixth round. He's not a bad character guy, so it's not like Shedeur Sanders where maybe the people thought about the family relationship and do we want that kind of baggage in this locker room. This guy, he had a great reputation. He's not a bad, you know, he's not a guy that
he'd be a distraction in the locker room. You can argue that he had great talent in Ohio State. There are a lot of guys who have great talent.
He doesn't have bad character. There's no shaky things that you're thinking about. He fell to the sixth round. It has to be because of talent.
Bob, you'll acknowledge that the best way to get a quarterback is the first round and that most of the star quarterbacks in the NFL
absolutely
are first-round guys.
That. But I'm also not going to rule out the fact
Nobody's ruling it out. Just normal.
Well, you guys sound like you're not going to give him any chance of doing anything.
Absolutely, I will. I think Gruden went overboard, and I think a lot of fans go overboard. But if that's the case that, oh, my God, I can't believe they got this guy, and I'll be shocked if he's not a starting quarterback, then why draft one next year?
And what I said, Pomp, was
because
you see the progression.
Because of the way you hit and miss. Every team does it.
What I said was he's got to work his way up. Natural progression. You know, he's a guy that didn't get any reps this last training camp. Sixth round pick. He's going to go in there against third string guys in preseason games. Second string guys, move his way up. That's what I was talking about. I mean, he's not going to go in there and go first team guys.
I'm not suggesting that either.
He's going to have
what he said.
A couple years of
was more.
How's he going to get a chance if they take a kid high in the first round?
Because it comes down to what you do in games.
No.
If he gets a chance in the preseason,
if they draft a guy,
if they take a kid in the top 10, that kid is going to dominate the reps and maybe get handed the keys to the franchise.
Are you sure they're
going to
get someone in the top 10?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and how about if they don't?
Then maybe he'll get a shot.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I'm not ruling anything out. When I have a guy who's talented, he's won big games in college.
If they draft a guy in the first round, he's going to get every opportunity.
I understand, and he should. But are you de-emphasizing production in college over potential in college?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
What matters more to you?
No, production, of course.
Okay, because Trey Lance was all about Trey, third overall pick. He was all about his
great... Yeah, there's also been a ton of Heisman Trophy winners who managed to nothing.
I'm just saying, you can be productive in a D3 or NAIA school. Doesn't mean you're going to be productive in the NFL.
This is Kansas State and Ohio State.
No question.
They won big games.
No question. What I'm saying is, he's not going to be anointed a job. He has to work his way through the
system. No one's saying he's going to be anointed a job. I didn't say that.
What I'm saying is, we don't know what we have yet. I mean, it's a different game at the college level than it is in the NFL game. And so he's going to have to – I'm not saying he's not going to be good. I'm not – this is not a condemnation against him. What I'm saying is he's going to have to work through the system. And John Gruden says, I'm going to be shocked if he's not on the grass much longer.
Well, that's – I wouldn't say that. What I'm – all I'm saying is that I think there is talent there.
Yeah.
It has to be extracted. Here's a more legitimate question. Can they extract the talent? Can they turn him into something? Because they haven't had a big history of turning young quarterbacks into good players.
If they draft a guy who's their franchise guy next year, they won't put in the effort to extract. They can't put in the effort to extract it out of him because they'll be putting it into the other guy.
And how about if they miss like they did on Kenny Pickett?
But here's another thing too. I agree with that, Sarge. But also I agree with what you're saying, Pomp, is can the Steelers pull that out of him?
Right.
You look at like a Mac Jones who went to the Patriots and really was just a below-average quarterback at best when he was there. Now he goes to the Niners, and there's talk about, you know, Purdy and him. Who's the number one guy? Are they slow playing, bringing back Purdy because Mac Jones playing well? So it's the system. It's the coaches. Can the coaches get that out of him?
Well,
can that happen here?
Right, and that's the thing. The Steelers haven't shown that they can do that with younger quarterbacks.
They haven't had to in a while, but yes.
Yeah, but no, but it happened more recently with Kenny Pickett. They did not – that did not turn – that's my point. You have to do that as an organization.
Kenny
there are
well
some
other,
places.
Other teams either.
No, just like Darnold didn't.
Yeah.
Darnold finally went and, you know, it takes time sometimes with guys, and you never know if you're going to get that opportunity. And if he doesn't, then he won't get that opportunity. I'm suggesting that if he opens some eyes in practice, where everyone seems to say how important practice is, if it is and he shows something, put him in a game. If he shows something, what are you going to do, shut him off because he's not your number one pick?
I don't think he'll step foot on the regular season game unless the Steelers lose the next five games, and there's two games left, and they play him. There's no way he's playing in a game when not having a plan. Coach Tomlin is not going to play a rookie who never played in a preseason game and just throw him out in a regular season game. I just can't see it happening unless the Steelers are – Mason gets hurt, Aaron can't play.
I agree with you. He's not this year, not going to see it. I'm talking about
I would even be surprised if that happened. If they pulled Aaron or Aaron got hurt and then Mason got hurt, if they would put Skylar Thompson in front of him.
Me neither.
I wouldn't be surprised. I tend to agree with that. But I'm looking longer term. That's all I'm trying to say. There is potential there.
Yeah.
You'd have to admit.
No, there is. I'm not saying there's not. What I'm saying is he's going to have to work through the system to get there. It's not going to take one training camp.
Well, suggesting he's going to be given a job. I'm not saying that, but I do think if he gets an opportunity, I wouldn't be surprised if he steps up and does it.
No, he has the pedigree.
Here's what Steve Palazzolo of the 33rd team, formerly PFF, told the PM team. A while back when asked, well, why did this kid last till 185 if he's – now we can add in if he's what John Gruden says
well,
he
that's
is.
That's what I was saying.
I don't know if there's anything specific fatally as far as a flaw, Palazzolo said. It's just inconsistency. The same description can be used on Jalen Milroe. There were some games where Howard's accuracy is all over the place. He'll overthrow receivers over the middle of the field a couple times a game, it seems. And his arm is not great. It's good. I think he's been touted as having a big arm, but it's not great. It's fine. And the athleticism is kind of a lower-end Daniel Jones. So there you go. At least one scouting report telling you. I mean, obviously, there have been plenty of quarterbacks.
There's a reason why 32 teams passed on him for five rounds.
There have been plenty of quarterbacks who have had limited time. And Joe Burrow is a great example. One big year. Did he last till the sixth round?
No.
Bob, the guy lasted until the 185th.
This is not a condemnation
pick.
On him. It's just saying, you know, let's let the system work, you know, shake out. See what
that's
happens.
All I'm trying to say. I mean, I'm not going to designate him as a failure or not opportunity.
No, it would be awesome either. If the Steelers could get him to produce and play how he played Ohio State and Kansas State and only use a sixth round draft pick on him. Can you imagine that? That'd be incredible.
I mean,
incredulent.
I'm totally open minded to it, but I disagree with you. I would be very surprised if any sixth-round quarterback becomes a really good NFL quarterback. That is a surprise to me.
Let's say he doesn't even reach that pedestal. Let's just say he's a good quarterback who you can have on your team and has a long-term...
He's a smart guy, so he could be a good backup.
Right. I mean,
no, then it's a point... That's fine, but that's not what John Gruden said.
And I'm not endorsing what John Gruden said. What I am saying is that I would never say that he's going to be a superstar. I would never say he's going to be in the game this year. What I am saying is... There's talent there, and yeah. I want to see what they do with that talent. That's all. And the only way you're going to find out, and that's why this past preseason was a disaster because we wanted to see him in those games.
Yeah, and listen, the signs are all there, right? He played at a high-level school, Ohio State, won national championship, played at a high level there. Yes, he had elite talent. I mean, a lot of times they played against people that they had better talent, so you throw the ball up, they go get it. But, you know, for all the reports, he's a super heady guy, super smart guy, and he's got good size, so – everything's there to be successful. It's just, can you do it?
Who among us four, and this is an honest question, like separate from, I'm not making a commentary. Who among us, these four, including Mr. P, thinks that Will Howard will be the Steelers' future quarterback? Yes or no, Bob?
Are you telling me next year or at any point?
At any point, he'll be their franchise guy, their starter.
I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
Nobody knows.
But you don't know either.
Yeah, odds aren't. Of course, nobody knows.
Okay, so then we'll see. I mean, the answer is we'll see.
I think no limits. What do you say?
No way.
Chris?
I'm not saying no way. I'll say odds are not in his favor.
Okay. Bob, would you like to register in that?
I would say that at 60-40 he won't, but the 40 to me is still big enough. I've seen weather forecasts 40% turn into 90%. So.
That's the one job you can have and be wrong most of the time.
Now you're disrespecting Ray Petlin. He's very good at it.
In general, Pomp.
I know. You're right. Okay. All you have to do is see, I've always said about weather forecasts, if I were doing them, because they have icons now, you know, I would have a sun, I'd have a couple of raindrops, I'd have a bolt of thunder in there or lightning, and then I also have a cloud. And then I would say, depending on where you are, you're going to see one of these four things. And I'd be right.
You can be right 100% of the time.
I'd be right.
We're wrong a fair amount in here. I think sports forecasting is the other thing you can be wrong
about. This is opinion. This is all opinion.
Absolutely. Right? It's subjective. It's very subjective. It's about what you see. It's also about, you know, opportunities. We see opportunities all the time. Guys jump at them. Some guys make them last forever. Some don't.
Yeah.
What will he do with the opportunity? I don't know. We'll find out.
Quotes like that, though, from that kind of source, John Gruden, I think will froth up the fan base. And who knows, maybe for good reason. But if I hear that, then I got to start to wonder, do the Steelers still believe they need to go get a quarterback in the draft next year? Or do they give
this
guy?
I'm sure they've been coy.
You're going to get as many as you can. It's the most important position, so you'll draft one. Absolutely, and you should.
Well, it's not. I'm talking about in the first round as a franchise guy.
How about if they get one in the second round because the guys they really wanted high were not available and they waited for somebody else?
Very different situation then. Then you've got a competition. You don't have a competition if you draft a guy 10th overall or 8th overall.
I would agree that that guy is going to get every opportunity to fail, yes.
Because it's guaranteed money in the first round, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of money that you get, absolutely. Yeah, so and unfortunately, money does play a role in this, right?
Absolutely it does.
Of course it does. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. It's 11:54. Time to make the smart call to Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Bob?
Did you notice how Austin slammed that immediately? His answer wasn't no or maybe not. It was no way. It's an Ohio State quarterback. Just take keep can,
there it is. It always comes
dots,
back
connect
to that.
The dots.
I don't even get a chance.
We have a Drew Aller.
I don't even get a Drew chance
Aller.
To explain
I
myself.
Bet you wouldn't say no
Hokie,
way to Drew
he
Aller.
He thinks Drew Aller is going to be the next NFL star.
Typically, typically it's Joe that will gang up on me. Now he's gotten Bob to jump on board and throw that qualifier out there.
It was venomous. No way.
It was venomous.
I just don't think that there's any chance.
Okay,
you agree, Hokie? That was venomous of limits, the way he said it.
That was out of character for Pomp to attack him too.
Yeah. I didn't attack him.
It was an attack.
It was out of character.
I just thought no.
Hokie,
I wanted
they insult
to make an
my integrity all the time when it comes to
well, usually,
my
usually
supposed
it's Pomp,
Penn
Pomp's
State bias.
Kind of taking on the personality of this room because usually it's Pomp getting attacked.
I That's know. Exactly yeah, right. You know, I've been right. attacked many
Stark,
times.
You've
before.
Rubbed up on.
There was not an attack. It was not an attack. It was observations that you came on hard. There was no, it was 0%. You made a 0% prediction.
I give it a 1% chance, and I've always felt that way.
No way is a 0%.
I've always felt that way, though. Like,
Hokie, what do you think of limits thinking Drew Aller is going to be the best quarterback since Marino?
Again, did not say
since
that. It's Joe trying to put words
since
in my mouth.
Marino. Holy smokes. He hasn't shown me that. He hasn't shown anything, right? He struggled this year.
I mean, no, played, limits, honestly, explain your position there.
I think that if Drew Aller is available in the third round, that the Steelers should seriously consider
and
him.
And then if they do that, just to say hypothetically they did that, and you had a one-on-one with Howard and him, let's say, Rudolph's going to be around still. He may be the guy who's going to get this because I have a lot of respect
like
for Mason
Rudolph.
But I'm saying, what would happen then? Who gets what? Third round versus sixth round, but he has a year under his belt, even though it's been more of an observation year.
Well, I think naturally, the guy that you take in the third round, you probably have a lot more confidence in than the guy you took in the sixth round, right?
Unless you've been around the guy in the sixth round all year and you see something that maybe you didn't see before
sure.
you drafted him.
It wouldn't surprise me if Howard in that instance did receive like third-team reps when Aller would receive fourth-team reps.
Yeah, it'll be a competition then, for sure, which is different than if you take a guy high. But, Hokie, we need to get to this game. Your prediction.
Well, listen, I think this is going to be a heck of a game. Right, I think that the Bengals are going to come here and they're going to try to employ the same offense and see if the Steelers have made adjustments. Here's what makes this offense so good is that they got two of the best receivers in the NFL. And so how do you stop one? The Steelers are down. I think this is where the Steelers defense really got exposed was a month ago when they played them and thought, oh, some adjustments were made because of that game. Darius Slay has struggled this year. He's out. So now you got Echols in the game. You have James Pierre playing now. You've got Joey Porter Jr., you know, do they have the horses to stand up against, T. Higgins and against Jamar Chase? I don't know if they have the horses. They better stop the run. Mm. If they don't stop the run on Sunday, they're going to get crushed again. Because the reality is that Chase Brown came into this game a month ago, one of the worst running backs in terms of yards and yards per carry in the NFL. He had 9.8 yards a carry against the Steelers. He had over 100 yards in the game, the first time of the season. And he had multiple chunk plays. The Steelers got to shut him down. If they're able to run the football, they're going to be on their heels the whole game. So for me, they got to come in, they got to shut down, and they got to be aggressive. They can't play soft. Soft in terms of soft coverage, not soft physically. Mm-hmm. They got to play physical too. They've got to get up and challenge these receivers and be okay with, okay, we may be beat over the top, but if we get beat over the top, Flacco has to hold on to the ball a little bit longer, and our rushers got to get to him.
Here's an illustration of what you said. In that game on that Thursday night, the Steelers came out tremendously fast.
Yeah.
They were up 10-0. After the Boswell field goal made 10-0, the first play that they ran was a 27-yard run play, Chase Brown.
Yeah.
27
off
yards.
Off the left side, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Offensive left.
Yes, right side. But – so that put them, all of a sudden, field position flipped. The next two plays were completions to Chase and one to Higgins. So that run, even in a short sample, that series, a 27-yarder kind of made the Steelers.
It opened things up.
Yeah, it made
them. Put them on their heels.
It put them on their heels. They had to account for him.
Because now you don't know. Now you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, and the thing is, you get up there and you play the run, then Flacco's going to hit you with these quick throws. If you play soft, they're going to hit you with the run. Mm. And so that's kind of the issue here. And if I was the Bengals, I'd attack the middle of that defense. I would run right at the defense between the tackles. I think that's the weak spot of the Steelers' defense in terms of stopping the run.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt,
danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.